Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hi, everyone. Can you believe it is the beginning of February? I don't know where January went. Time is just flying by. And we're already now at episode 8, which is called How Do You Know It Is Time to Leave Your Job? Now, one of the things you have to know about me is that I am a huge Golden Girls fan, as well as a game show fan. And a really dear friend of mine gave me this adorable wooden block calendar where you get to change the numbers of the dates. And there's the four girls. There's Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia. And I'm not one to check off boxes on my calendar or anything like that, but I do change the numbers on this calendar. And it just kind of is a nice way to start the day and everything. As I was getting ready to record this, I was just marveling at how fast January has gone. And here we are. We are in February, and the focus of today's episode is, how do you know it's time to leave your job? So in last week's episode, we talked about what would happen if you had already gotten the dream job. We're going all the way back in this episode to that point where you are either at or have been, where you've questioned whether or not now is really the right time to leave your job, and how do you know? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to one of my reviewers. If you have not had a chance to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast, please do. But Javier, who is also known as the Geek in Chief, wrote, quote, "I've known John for years and can personally attest to the value of his work. Insightful and well-informed, he brings his vast capabilities to each episode. Listen for strategies that build career awareness and fulfillment. This podcast is a must for your career toolkit." So Javier, thank you so much. So those are just one of some of the many reviews that have come in, and I am so grateful for it. And if you're kind enough to leave me a review, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. So thanks so much for that. Now, there are a couple of episodes that if you have not listened to, you may want to stop here and go back and listen, particularly episode number 3, which is called Navigating Your Mid-Career Transition. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to last week's episode about you have the dream job, now what? You may want to take a listen to that one as well. Look, when we question whether or not it is the right time for us to leave our jobs, part of it comes back to that we thought we should have had all of this planned out. We go to high school, perhaps you went on to college, and you thought by the time you graduated, you were supposed to have this career path charted out for the next 30 or 40 years that was going to set you up and take you into retirement. And what happens is if we break our career path down into thirds and we look at early, mid, and late career, in early career is where you are starting to work, you are honing your skills. But at the end of the day, you are just so thrilled that you have a job. I know in talking with some younger professionals, particularly, they were hit very hard after graduation where it was just difficult for them to find a job. And I know some of them had interviewed and they didn't hear about that job for months later. Perhaps some of you have felt the same thing because of the pandemic where you've applied. If you go back and listen to episode 5 with Claire Simmons, she shared something very similar. Was that there were crickets for months, and then all of a sudden there was a push to hire. She ended up having 2 offers at the same time. So that's episode 5 if you haven't had a chance to take a listen to that. But we move on from early career, and now we get into mid-career. And typically at mid-career, these are, it is like the beginning of your wealth building years, but it's really this stage where you are establishing your roots, you are honing your genius, and where you find that place to land, that's the place where you're saying, I'm going to stay here for a while. And hopefully you are making more money that you can max out on your retirement contributions. Hopefully you're at least able to meet whatever match your company is making. But maybe you're trying to make up for lost time where you weren't able to save in the early part of your career. And so now you're trying to save a little bit more aggressively during your mid-career. And then in your later career, it's really when you are saying, this is what the last 10, maybe 15 years of my career is going to look like. I still want to do great work and quality work, but retirement is in my sight and I'm moving toward that while still enjoying what I get to do. The point here is that these paths are not linear. You could be the best planner you are, and you will still encounter bumps and detours and obstacles and challenges in your career path. For me, that was clearly true. When I found myself 14 years in a great district in northern New Jersey with tenure, and I could have stayed there until I retired, I made a huge career pivot and also a personal pivot that I've shared to go level up my career because I wanted to make a bigger impact. I wanted to go do something more. And people were, some of them were just shocked and amazed I would even consider that. But the thing is that when we look at our career paths, we have to take a clear look at our thoughts. If your thoughts about your career path have been, this has to be perfect, this has to be planned, this has to be strategic and calculated, where does that leave you when things change? When you unexpectedly get laid off, or you are asked to downsize, or you are asked to do full-time work at 75% of the pay, and you're sitting there questioning like, okay, I'm glad I have a job, but I think I need to figure a way out. Career paths are messy. If there's one theme that we're talking about in this podcast, it's that our career paths are messy. And if your thoughts or your mindset center around, I've got this, I can figure this out, I always make the best decisions for my career, even when they don't seem right to others. When you start thinking about when is the best time for you to leave your job, I really want you to think about what are those voices that are going on inside of your head. Now, I'm going to link up to this in the show notes, but there's a great article by Christine Bernier Lenke called Four Common Reasons to Change Careers. And what she cites here are career satisfaction, unsatisfactory leadership, you're probably naming somebody right now, work flexibility, and changing philosophy and goals. In her research, she found these were the four common reasons. And I want to call out, because this research is consistent with a lot of other research, salary was not mentioned. Salary is typically not the primary reason why someone leaves a job. I've seen reports where it's usually seventh or eighth on the list. But the point being, it's not the primary influencer or driving factor. So when you're thinking about your current situation right now, if you're contemplating whether or not to leave your job, let's get clear for a moment about what is that primary reason that is bugging the hell out of you, that is making you consider whether or not you want to leave. Is it that you have a bad boss or a bad manager? We all have had bad managers throughout our career. In fact, that's going to be another podcast episode down the road, right? Because we don't always get the best bosses. And so you are left to figure out what it is you want to do. Now, if they're making your life miserable, if they are abusive or argumentative, or the environment is so toxic because they are creating that, that is understandably a reason in a situation to go, I got to get out of here. And the sooner the better. Only you know what you are capable of tolerating or dealing with when it comes to the amount of stress and pressure you want to take on the job. Perhaps you've outgrown your situation. Perhaps you have been like, hey, I'm doing great work. I'm not really seeing there's a place upward for me to go. So maybe I need to look out. Growth is an understandable reason as to why we leave jobs. Perhaps you have been recruited. Maybe you've been poached, right? But maybe somebody has reached out to you and said, hey, you've got the skills that we want. We'd love for you to come work at our company. It is nice to feel wanted and validated. But is it the right time for you to leave the job? If it is a better offer and things are checking off on the box for you in terms of the pros and the cons about leaving, maybe there's some data there for you. But for all of us, and particularly what's going on for you right now, there's an inner voice that is talking inside your head, and I really want you to be listening to it when it's talking to you about your job and whether or not it's time to leave. What is it saying to you? The first sign that I have found when we start to question whether to leave our job or not is to really acknowledge that little voice inside of our head and what it's saying to us. You begin to hear it when you are going into work, or even when you first get up in the morning and you find yourself dreading going to work, even if it's across the hall right now. Perhaps you're thinking about it at the end of the day. Perhaps there's someone you're working with that is just frustrating you so much, or you've been denied a promotion for several years, or you didn't get that bonus. Whatever those reasons are, that inner voice is talking to you and you have to acknowledge it. Because from there, what happens is you then start to seek out conversations with trusted colleagues, loved ones, dear friends, and you might start seeking advice or guidance from them. You may find yourself asking questions like, hey, if you were me, what would you do? Or what do you think I should do? In coaching, it is my ethical responsibility to never get in my client's box when they start asking me questions like, well, what do you think I should do? I have no vested interest in that. I trust wholeheartedly that they will make the best decisions for themselves. And it's my job as their coach to ask them the right questions and show them what they are thinking, show them their mind. It's like holding up a mirror to them and being like, what are you seeing right now? So they can make the best decisions for themselves. It is understandable you may seek approval from other people to get validated in this. Sometimes all the validation you need is acknowledging that you're in a really bad situation and you're unhappy. Other people will see that. Your loved ones, your family members, their hearts probably breaking a little bit for you right now if they know you're not happy, right? And the thing is, when we're younger, we have this almost like a reckless abandon. We don't fear as much when we're younger because we don't know all the things we know when we get into our late 30s, our 40s, and our 50s, right? And there's something about being youthful or being fearless that allows us to show up very differently. I have a lot of admiration for younger employees and younger professionals who know their value, know what they're worth, and have been like, here's my 2 weeks, I'm leaving, and they go find a job and they do it at a raise, or they level up in a job or a title. Now, I'm not so sure that's particularly happening as frequently. I'm pretty much sure it's not happening as frequently as it is now as it was about 5 years ago. But the thing is, there is something about that mindset when we're younger, or if you think about the younger people you work with, that can be very attractive in some ways, right? And so what would it mean for us to show up and be unapologetically fearless for the decisions we're making in our career? Now, at the beginning of this episode, I shared with you about my love for the Golden Girls, and you know my love of game shows. A lot of you may know or you may not know that I also have a love for the sport of bowling. And as a professional bowler, I continue to compete on the regional tour when I'm able. And of course, I love following both the men's and the women's pro tours just to see what they are doing. Now, the last couple of weeks, there was a great story that came out of Arlington, Texas. Sadly, you probably didn't hear about it on your local news, but I'm going to give you a quick little tidbit here. Her name is Jillian Martin. She is 16 years old. She went to Arlington, Texas for a couple of weeks to compete in the kickoff event to the 2021 Professional Women's Bowling Association tournament. She was the story. She made 2 television shows. She won, I think, somewhere around $10,000 over the course of the week. Let's acknowledge that money in bowling could always be better, right? But hey, you're 16 years old, you go throw a bowling ball and you put $10,000 into your smart scholarship account for later on. That's pretty awesome. She got to the title match in one of the events. And the only reason why she finished second was because she got beat. She didn't lose, she got beat. And the woman who beat her, Brianna Cote, threw it incredibly well. Here's why I'm bringing her up, and here's why this is important in thinking about your mindset right now. In an interview, she was asked why she came out to compete in this event. She said these 2 things. I came out to compete because I love the game and I want to play against the best, and I think my game's pretty special. That comment right there, I have not been able to get out of my mind. 16 years old, and she's like, my game's pretty special. How often do we as adults, as mid-career professionals, find ourselves truly standing in our value and our worth and going, yeah, my work's pretty special. I'm really good at what I do. You don't want to lose me. How often do we find that? I'm willing to say, not often. Or better yet, not often enough. Stepping into your power and recognizing that your value is being underutilized and underappreciated at where you work is a huge indicator for knowing whether or not you are close to leaving your job or not. When that voice creeps up in your head and starts talking to you, listen to it. Sit with it. Let it talk to you whenever it wants and give it an ear just to hear what it's saying. Your job at that point is to process. Work through it. Whether you decide to coach yourself or you hire a coach to help you with it, these are all things that are normal along our career path. It is part of what happens on our mid-career GPS to get us from point A to point B. If you are a person who has a very deep spirituality or you are a person of faith, you may lean to prayer, you may reflect, you may meditate, but figure out what you want to lean into in order to help you decide what's next. I remember working for one organization and really questioning and wrestling with whether or not it was the right time for me to leave. There were certain signs that were happening that were indicating to me there was either going to be a reorganization and I may not have landed in the best spot, as in I may have gotten let go, or life was just going to get really miserable for me. And how much could I really take it? So I started interviewing. I was looking and was a little clear on where I wanted to go. Someone had recommended a job for me, and it ended up being the job that I got. But I will never forget that my last week in the office, there was a colleague of mine, a really tall gentleman, about 6'6". I'm 5'8". Okay, so I'm a little on the short side. And we were walking through Cube Land, and we were coming at each other, and we stopped in the middle, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Neryl?" And I looked up, and I went, "Yes." And he goes, "Smartest move I've seen around here in months." And I looked at him, and I go, "Were they coming for me?" And he goes, "Smartest move I've seen here in months." Now, I left before anything happened or could have happened type thing. But that was on my own. If we truly believe we are 100% responsible for our careers, we will make the best decisions we need. And if we don't make the quote unquote best decision, we will self-correct and we will re-navigate. But let me leave you with this. There's no best time to leave your job. Whenever you have left or you are considering leaving, you will think about if you should have left a year prior or stayed a year longer. It's like a breakup. There is never a good time to pull the Band-Aid off, right? If you think about dating someone and you're like, "Well, I can't break up with them before the holidays," and then Valentine's Day rolls around and then it's their birthday coming up and then there's some event that you were going to go to. There's never a good time, right? Rip the Band-Aid off and acknowledge this is where I'm at. Part of my show up six strategies, own where you are. Own where you are and just be like, "Look, it's not the best time to leave, but I'm going to, or I'm thinking about it." Listen to your gut. If your instinct is really good, if your gut has served you well in decisions you have made in your life and your career, why would you not listen to it? Right? Know and trust yourself that you will make the best decision. But here's the other thing. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? If you knew that you could leave your job and go somewhere else, take a lateral, take a step up, take a step back, go the entrepreneurial route, whatever it is, if you knew you could not fail, what would you do? When you are questioning whether or not it is the right time to leave your job, ask yourself, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? I guarantee you, it is one of the best questions you'll ever ask yourself. And you will begin to figure out what that answer is for you. It's part of coaching. It's part of how I get to help my clients on a regular basis is working with them on their value and their worth and how they tell their story and how they're navigating their career situations, whether they're thinking about staying or thinking about leaving, whatever that is. There's a lot of power in coaching. And if you have never worked with a career coach or you've thought about it, drop me an email at john@johnneryl.com. We can certainly talk about it. Talk to your friends, talk to colleagues who perhaps have worked with coaches. It's a great way to kind of decide too, if maybe that's the right thing for you. But what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Then when you ask yourself that question, how does that handle all of the mind drama that's going on about whether or not you should leave your job or whether or not it's the right time? You'll know what to do. You're that good. You will trust yourself enough to know exactly what to do. Well, look, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. As we wrap up here, acknowledge your inner voice. Let it be your guide. Know that you will figure out whatever is next and trust in your ability and your value and your worth. Because, to quote 16-year-old Jillian Martin, her game's pretty special. I'm willing to bet your game is too. All right. Make it a great rest of the day. Don't forget to check out my Facebook group. Visit me at johnnarrell.com for more information. And I wish you a great rest of the day. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Be well. I'll see you next week. Thanks again. Bye. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. If you haven't already, I'd appreciate it if you would leave me a rating and review to let me know what you think to help others find this podcast and continue to bring you relevant and useful content to help you navigate what's next for your career. And if you're ready to create your mid-career GPS and get rid of the overwhelm so you can find the job you'll love or love the job you have, visit my website at johnnarrell.com for more information about joining my private Facebook group and scheduling a free consult with me so we can start building your mid-career GPS together. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Narrell Coaching. I'll see you next time.